What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, myopia, better known as short-sightedness, is on the increase globally. Experts predict that half the world will be short-sighted by 2050. So is screen time the cause of this? Joining me now is Linda McGivney-Nolan, who is from the Association of Optometrists Ireland. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Aideen.
Is the amount of time we're spending on screens damaging our eyes?
Well, it's not the screen thing. And the first thing we need to get clear, there's not some sort of like gamma ray or anything coming out of your screen that's attacking your eyesight. The difficulty is that the data shows that more time spent on near work activities is in associated with a greater increased likelihood of myopia. Research also shows the data has been collected that too much inside time or less access to natural light increases the risk. So our two big risk factors are working up close and too much inside time. And of course, we would associate that with screens. So like when I was a little girl growing up, we were readers, we had books. So you'd pick up a book to read, but you wouldn't really do more than an hour and a half of reading a book before you'd naturally get tired or bored and you'd head off outside to do something. But particularly youngsters now, they're on their phones, they're on their screens, they're working up close all the time, and they're less likely to pick up a book. So parents will complain, well, my child doesn't read, and they think it's associated with kind of learning disorders, whereas it's not. It's just that children these days have adapted differently to how they spend their leisure time.
Well, life is on a screen now. I mean, this, you know, adults will, if I want to pay a bill, I'm going to do it on my phone, I'm going to do it on a screen, and we're at work all day. I mean, what can you do about that? Not a whole lot, but if it's going to cost us our vision.
Well, as adults, our risk is a lot lower because our visual system has developed. Okay. The younger you are, the worse it is. So
you think kids shouldn't be on screens at all, you know, under two?
No, I don't.
Not great news because you will reach for the phone to diffuse or de-escalate a situation. If you Google baby calming videos, there's so many of them on YouTube. So you're saying we shouldn't be using them at all?
No. What I'm saying is, first of all, like screens, like everything else, have their place. This is modern society. I have three children. You know, I have one in college, one doing leaving, and one in second year. You know, they all came up through the pandemic. They have to have their screens. So, you know, we have to put a perspective on this. But what I'm saying, we know the studies show that under the age of two, a child should not be exposed to a screen because that child will have a much higher risk of developing myopia or eyesight problems, to say nothing of how it's affecting their development, their fine motor, their gross motor. So I'm saying, yes, have your screen, but let's have a balance here. It's a beautiful day out there, lovely blue skies here in Bray. You know, children should be walking to school more, they should be out more. We're not too bad in Ireland, actually, to be very honest with you. And the data so far in Ireland, we have a young population, we're one of the youngest in Europe. So the data in Ireland isn't too bad, but we're going the wrong way. So if you look really at the kind of, the Eastern, like China, Korea, those kind of countries, they have myopia prevalence. Now, it is an increased risk with Asians, but they have an increased risk, it's up to 90-something% in some countries of short-sightedness.
Okay, but you mentioned school there, Linda. Mm-hmm. A lot of schools have iPads instead of books.
Yeah, they should do. That's okay.
Is that all right?
That's okay. That's okay. I mean, you know, where it gets difficult with an iPad is when you're doing a lot of reading off it. So we do know that our eyes behave differently when we read off of screens. But in a classroom situation, the screen is more used there as a reference, isn't it? So they're looking up something, they're talking to the teacher. It's used in a more interactive manner. The child is not sitting down for an hour and reading off the screen, or at least they shouldn't be. So it's a good way to access the books, because before this we were complaining about children having back problems from lugging large amounts of books in and out of school. So again, it's like finding a balance. Technology has its place and it has its benefits. We just have to know how to manage it.
All right, we better read the writing on the wall then, Linda.
Linda, well, I think it's important to know as well that there are ways of mitigating or controlling myopia. As I said, outdoor time, there are special lenses that we can fit, contact lenses, lots of research being done into this, even to using eye drops, special eye drops.
Okay.
So it's not all bad, but make sure that when, you know, we can identify the children as early as possible to get them into myopia control.
Linda McGivney-Nolan from the Association of Optometrists Ireland, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Okay.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.